Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Monday, February 8, 2021. I am your host, Nathaniel E. Baker. Our top stories today: Renaissance hit with redemptions. South Africa halts AstraZeneca vaccine rollout. And the SPAC beat goes on. Leading today's news: Renaissance hedge funds hit with $5 billion in redemptions. Jim Simons' Renaissance hedge funds has seen at least $5 billion in redemptions since the start of December. That is according to a report in Bloomberg News citing investor letters. Clients withdrew a net $1.85 billion from Renaissance's three hedge funds in December, called in an additional $1.95 billion in January, and are now set to pull $1.65 billion this month. The background here: the quant-based public hedge funds posted double-digit losses last year. Renaissance told clients in September it was under-hedged during the March plunge and then over-hedged when stocks recovered. Its fund for employees and insiders, the Medallion Fund, jumped 76% over the same time period, that is according to Institutional Investor. The fund's origins: Renaissance is the world's largest quantitative hedge fund firm. It was founded in 1982 by Jim Simons, who is a former codebreaker for the National Security Agency. He announced last month that he's stepping down as chairman of the firm, which at the time managed $60 billion. He will stay on the board. South Africa halts rollout of AstraZeneca COVID-19 jab. South Africa has suspended plans to vaccinate frontline healthcare workers with the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine after it failed to prevent mild to moderate illness from the COVID-19 strain that's dominant in the country. South Africa received its first 1 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine last week and was expected to start administering the vaccine in mid-February. Official statement, quote, "The AstraZeneca vaccine appeared effective against the original strain, but not against the variant." That is according to Health Minister Zweli Mkhize. Quote, "We have decided to put a temporary hold on the rollout of the vaccine. More work needs to be done," end quote. What's next? Early results for Moderna suggest its vaccine is still effective against the South Africa variant. Developers of the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine are expected to have a modified version to cope with the South Africa coronavirus variant by autumn. The SPAC beat goes on. Elliott Management, which is the hedge fund led by Paul Singer and best known for its activist campaigns, has been meeting with bankers as it considers raising more than $1 billion for a special purpose acquisition company. That is according to reports in the Wall Street Journal, citing people familiar with the matter. "The process is at an early stage and plans could still change," the people said. Singer would join a group of other activists that have already started SPACs. They include Bill Ackman, who has the Pershing Square Tontine Holdings, stock symbol PSTH, and Jeff Smith's Starboard Value Acquisition, stock symbol SVAC. Meanwhile, SoftBank has filed two more of these so-called blank check companies, SVF Investment Corp. 2 and SVF Investment Corp. 3. That follows its initial SPAC, SVS Investment Corp., whose stock symbol is SVFAU. And that stock has rallied nearly 12% since its January 8th IPO. Kia, Hyundai aren't in talks with Apple on self-driving electric vehicles. Hyundai Motor shares fell 6.2%, and Kia Motors dropped by almost 15% in South Korea after Hyundai made a statement to clarify rumors over a joint effort with Kia to work with Apple on developing an autonomous electric car. Hyundai said its various discussions about self-driving electric cars are in the early stages and no decisions had been made at this point. Back on February 3rd, Kia Motors jumped 10% in South Korea after local reports that Apple would invest about $3.6 billion as part of a collaboration with the carmaker to build electric vehicles. Expect to hear about electric vehicle developments from Ford on Tuesday when its executives participate in a fireside chat hosted by JP Morgan. That is tomorrow. What else is happening? U.S. stock futures rallied after Janet Yellen promotes Joe Biden's fiscal plan. Renesas will buy Dialogue Semiconductor in a $5.9 billion deal announced. China hits VIP shop with a 3 million yuan fine. Veolia goes hostile in its bid to buy out Suez. Jittery Ethereum traders lighten up ahead of CME futures launch. Looking at today's markets over in Asia, the Nikkei in Japan is up 2.1%. The Hang Seng in Hong Kong roughly flat, same as the Shanghai Stock Exchange in China. In India, the Sensex is up 1.3%. In Europe at midday, London is up 0.8%. The CAC in Paris up 0.6%. And the DAX in Frankfurt is up about 0.1%. Here in the U.S., Dow futures pointing higher by about 0.4%. S&P futures up 0.3%. Same as NASDAQ. Gold is up about 0.5%, and crude oil is up about 1.1% to trade around $57.50 per barrel. Bitcoin is up about 0.1% to around 39,383. The 10-year treasury yield is up 1.9 basis points, trading around 1.189%. On today's economic calendar, Cleveland Fed President Loretta Mester is speaking at noon, and we have the Investor Movement Index will be announced at 12:30 p.m. If you enjoyed this podcast, please be sure to rate it and review it. Your feedback is appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.